This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel upped attacks by air and ground on Gaza Friday into Saturday, as explosions could be seen in the darkened Palestinian city. Internet and cell service was disabled in Gaza, so very little information is coming out of the strip. While the fighting intensified, the United Nations General Assembly was voting to call for an immediate humanitarian truce in Gaza. Here's the Palestinian envoy to the UN.
It sent a message to everyone, enough is enough. This war has to stop. The carnage against our people has to stop, and humanitarian assistance should begin.
Israel's ambassador to the UN lambasted the body.
Why are you defending murderers? Why are you defending terrorists that deliberately beheaded children and abducted babies? What is going on here?
It passed with 120 votes in favor. U.S. and China stopped just short of announcing a meeting between U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping in November in San Francisco. State Department Bureau Chief Nike Ching says the word came after Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi held talks with senior U.S. officials in Washington.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang said China is willing to cooperate with the United States to manage differences.
China and the United States need to have dialogue. Not only should we resume dialogue, the dialogue should be in-depth and comprehensive.
Nike Ching, VOA News, Washington.
They will already be at a meeting in San